Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. Australia's lowest paid workers would score a near 3.5% pay rise from July if the federal government has its way. It's asked the Fair Work Commission to lift the minimum wage by the rate of inflation. Now, at last check, that was 3.4%. Tasmania's Liberal leader insists his party is the only one in a position to form a government after Saturday's election. However, it may be he'll need to cut a deal with the Jackie Lambie network. Although Jeremy Rockliffe concedes a 12% swing against the Liberals is not ideal.
They've given us a kick. I accept that. I've listened. Our government will do better. But they also did not vote to change the government.
Speaking of minority governments, that's where Labor could be headed for federally, according to the findings from today's news poll. It has the ALP's primary support down to 32%. That's its worst result since November. However, it still leads the coalition in the two-party preferred stakes, 51-49. A day of mourning has been declared in Russia following Friday night's terrorist attack that has killed 137 people at a Moscow concert hall. While Ukraine and the US have rejected President Vladimir Putin's suggestion, the offenders had ties to Ukraine. Queensland will spend more than $30 million to provide free vaccinations to protect babies against the RSV virus. And this is not great for our athletes ahead of the Paris Games with an outbreak of the Asian tiger mosquito in the French capital. Fumigation efforts so far do not appear to be working.